Music to Make You Move. It's music right there from Angelica Garcia, a Los Angeles singer-songwriter who makes enthusiastic indie rock informed by her Mexican and Salvadoran heritage. That has definitely never been truer than on her latest third album, Gemelo. I hope I'm saying it right, Gemelo, sung almost entirely in Spanish. And it offers up just a kaleidoscopic dance anthems. It is a great album. Again, Angelica Garcia with the song Y Grito. In the middle, it is a musician that knows how to borrow from multiple genres to make absolutely fun music. It is Santi Gold. The song is called Go. It's the opening song to Santi Gold's sophomore album, Master of My Make-Believe. Perhaps you notice the backup singer there. It is Karen O of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. And then starting things off, British alternative R&B artist Ebony Bones with her song Warrior. That comes from Ebony Bones' album, Behold a Pale Horse. All right, we're going to keep things moving. It is music right now from Beth Gibbons. Now, Beth Gibbons, you and I both know her as the frontwoman to the pioneering trip-hop band Portishead, but she's also this enigmatic and intensely emotional solo artist as well. Lives Outgrown is her latest solo album. It sees Beth Gibbons returning from a long hiatus with gorgeously weathered songs that explore aging with absolute honesty. So right now it is new music from Beth Gibbons here on Girly So Groovy.
With my buttons.
Going back to the mid-1990s to bring you good old-fashioned trip-hop, it is British trip-hop trio Morcheeba From their 1995 debut album, Who Can You Trust, we heard the song Trigger Hippie. Another band that were absolute pure trip-hop pioneers in the 1990s is the band Portishead. That is who we heard in the middle from their genius debut album, Dummy, from 1994. We heard the opening song, Mysterons, from Portishead. And then, of course, speaking of Portishead, that's where we started the set with Portishead's frontwoman, Beth Gibbons. Earlier this spring, she released a new solo album. Lives Outgrown is the name of the solo album. We heard Floating on a Moment. That particular track, I feel like, is most reminiscent of the music she makes with Portishead, and I just thought it was a great pairing of the modern Beth Gibbons paired with both Portishead and a contemporary band, Morcheeba, from the early days of trip-hop. Well, friends, we have come to my absolute least favorite time of the week. We are at the end of the full 2 hours here on Girly So Groovy. Whether you tuned in for a few minutes, the 2 hours, or for over 23 years, yes, Girly So Groovy has been broadcasting for 23 years on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit listening area at the University of Windsor. I cannot say thank you enough. I am the first to completely understand that between both the radio and the World Wide Web, there are so many options for you to listen. And the fact that you make time to find us, Girly So Groovy, just absolutely pleases me more than you will know. So thank you. The show is nothing without you, the listener. Girly So Groovy is now syndicated across Canada and into the United States. If you're listening on your favorite community or campus station right now, you have found Girly So Groovy. And again, thank you, thank you, thank you. Stay in touch with the show all week long. A reminder, we are on social media, Instagram, GSG Radio, Facebook, simply Girly So Groovy. But also, if you ever find that you miss an episode of Girly So Groovy, or if you would just like to listen again, know that you can find the last 10 weeks worth of the program online absolutely for free. All you have to do is go to the website mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy, ending with an IE. When you're there, you will find 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy waiting for you to press play, press pause, listen at your leisure. Listen, this episode is near and dear to my heart. At times I felt like I was being a bit almost too vulnerable in the beginning of the show, but this is a time for vulnerability. It is a time to lick our wounds. I hope the show has in the past, now and in the future, bring you comfort. But listen, it's you and me, kid, together. The fact that you do believe in celebrating and amplifying marginalized voices along with me means that you and I are in the thick of this, honey, and we are going to continue to march and fight and scream and yell and party and have fun, because that's what girls and gays want to do. We just want our fundamental rights. All right, so let's wrap up this full 2 hours soapbox right now with wonderfully weird electronic music out of Montreal. Virginie B is the irreverent electronic musician from Montreal who makes music that is just quirky in all the ways you want it. Her new album is called Astral 2000. We're going to listen to the title track to close out this week. Wonderfully weird. That's how we need to end this. Virginie B, Astral 2000. Again, thanks for tuning in. Take some time to take care of yourself, and we'll be back next week to just be agents of change, to be the rainbow in the world that the world needs more than ever. All right, here we go, Virginie B.
toi à qui il pense, mais attrapez-la. Toutes les mains sur toi, vaut mieux être toi que de suivre les autres dans leur danse. Mais enfin pourquoi?